Last year, when Congress made deep cuts to Medicaid, it also set up a $50 billion fund to help ease the impact those pending cuts would have on rural health care. Now, states are making decisions about how they will spend the first round of grants from the Rural Health Transformation Fund. In at least 25 states, there are plans to right-size rural health systems. As Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports, it could involve cutting services in rural areas instead of saving them.
Big Sandy in north central Montana is surrounded by cattle ranches and rolling wheat fields. Nearly 800 people live here. On the edge of town is Big Sandy Medical Center. Ron Weens, who recently left his position as the hospital CEO, explained that local residents constructed the original building themselves in 1965.
They raised $125,000. They got a Sears and Roebuck blueprint to build.
Inside, he pointed out all the ways the building needs updating. The ER is a single room with a curtain for privacy. The HVAC system is failing.
Every spring, we have to take a panel out of the patient rooms, put in a air conditioning unit, and plywood all around it. Looks really tacky.
Ween says the hospital needs at least $1 million for deferred maintenance and is struggling to make payroll each month. It's plugging financial shortfalls with community donations and grants, and it isn't alone.
Frontier hospitals, the very small ones, were in that heart attack mode.
Because of major Medicaid cuts passed by Congress last summer, rural hospitals like Big Sandy are going to end up treating more uninsured patients. Montana expects to get up to $1.2 billion over 5 years from the Rural Health Transformation Fund. It plans to distribute some of that to rural hospitals, but only if they agree to any changes to services that the state recommends.
That's what has all the hospitals on pins and needles. Words like restructuring, reducing inpatient beds. Everybody's going like, what is this going to look like?
It might look like telling rural hospitals to cut services like labor and delivery in order to increase outpatient care like physical therapy. Brock Slaybaugh with the National Rural Health Association says right-sizing will have to be a delicate balance.
You're not going to be eliminating a lot of cost out of the system by eliminating the inpatient care of a facility. It just removes the ability for the hospital to be a significant asset to the community.
He worries more people will leave rural communities if states push hospitals to eliminate higher levels of care.
Anytime you see a degradation of service to an area, that likely means that your economic capacity of the area declines as well.
Montana's state health department did not respond to requests for comment. Back in Big Sandy, cattle rancher Shane Chavette is really invested in his local hospital. A few years back, a piece of flying metal nearly cut off his arm during a windstorm.
I looked over, saw it coming, and whack.
Chavette's wife drove them to Big Sandy Medical Center.
The power had gone out, so we were pounding on the doors, and they came and got us. They opened the door up, and I had a puddle of blood underneath the door when they walked in.
The staff there stabilized him. Then a nurse rode with him in an ambulance through the windstorm to a larger hospital 80 miles away. The incident changed how he feels about living in a place with a hospital.
I always would say, oh, they're nice to have. But now I look at the hospital and I said, that's essential to our community.
He says the costs of right-sizing aren't just financial. They're also about whether families decide to keep living in towns like his at all. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Big Sandy, Montana.
KFF reporter Arielle Zients contributed reporting to the story, which comes from NPR's partnership with Montana Public Radio and KFF Health News.